Narrated Aisha, the wife of the Prophet, peace be upon him. May Allah be pleased with her. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, died while Abu Bakr was at a place called As-Sunnah, Al-Aliyah. Umar stood up and said, by Allah, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, is not dead. Umar later on said, by Allah, nothing occurred to my mind except that. He said, verily, Allah will resurrect him, and he will cut the hands and legs of some men. Then Abu Bakr came and uncovered the face of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, kissed him and said, let my mother and father be sacrificed for you, O Allah's Messenger. You are good in both states, alive or dead. By Allah, in whose hands my soul is, Allah will never make you taste death twice. Then he went out and said, O oath taker, don't be hasty. When Abu Bakr spoke, Umar sat down. Aisha added, Abu Bakr praised and glorified Allah and said, no doubt, whoever worshipped Muhammad, peace be upon him, then Muhammad, peace be upon him, is dead. But whoever worshipped Allah, then Allah is alive and shall never die. Then he recited Allah's statement, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. Verily, you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, will die, and verily, they too will die. Quran chapter 39, verse 30. He also recited, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَأَيِّنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلًا قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبُ عَلَىٰ عَقْبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا وَسَيَجْزِي اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Muhammad, peace be upon him, is no more than a messenger. And indeed, many messengers have passed away before him. If he dies or is killed, will you then turn back on your heels as disbelievers? And he who turns back on his heels, not the least harm will he do to Allah, and Allah will give reward to those who are grateful. Quran chapter 3, verse 144. The people wept loudly, and the Ansar had assembled with Sa'd ibn Ubadah in the shade of Bani Sa'idah. They said to the emigrants, there should be one Amir, ruler, leader, etc., from us, and one from you. Then Abu Bakr, Umar ibn al-Khattab, and Aba Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah went to them. Umar wanted to speak, but Abu Bakr stopped him. Umar later on used to say, by Allah, I intended only to say something that appealed to me, and I was afraid that Abu Bakr would not speak so well. Then Abu Bakr spoke, and his speech was very eloquent. He said in his statement, we are the rulers, and you, Ansar, are the ministers. Hubab ibn al-Munzir said, no, by Allah, we won't accept this, but there must be a ruler from us and a ruler from you. Abu Bakr said, no, we will be the rulers and you will be the ministers, for they, i.e., Quraysh, are the best family amongst the Arabs and of best origin. So you should elect either Umar or Aba Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah as your ruler. Umar said to Abu Bakr, no, but we elect you, for you are our chief and the best amongst us, and the most beloved from all of us, to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. So, Umar took Abu Bakr's hand and gave the bay'ah, pledge, and the people too gave the bay'ah to Abu Bakr. Someone said, you have killed Sa'd ibn Ubadah. Umar said, Allah has killed him.